conversation. You'll be the one who cannot talk. All your insides fall to pieces. You just sit there wishing you could still make love.
Don't leave me. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio. Let them go. Oh, oh.
It's not your fault, I was being too demanding. I must admit, it's my pride that made me distant. All because I hoped that you'd be someone different. There's not much I know about you. Fear will always make you blind. But the answer is in clear view. It's amazing what you'll find face to face. Until I hit the bottom. But when I faced you in my blank confusion, I realized you weren't wrong. It was a mere illusion. It really didn't make sense just to leave this unresolved. It's not hard to go the distance when you finally get involved face to face.
Christmas trees gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Doesn't have the freedom to refuse. He will speak these words of wisdom like a sage, a man of vision, though he knows he's really nothing but the brief elaboration of a tube. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without the costume that I wore.
Sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to-
He's a sportsman and a shepherd. He's a lazy bastard living in a suit.
Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So mommy's gonna teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Steel, it's bright and true. They can't even get us that musket through.
walking side by side with death. Devil mops their every step. Snow drives by the foot that's slow. The dogs of doom are howling more. They carry news that must get through.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. You just got me feeling so free. I'm Hi, this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Excitable boy.